Order.
A bill opening the door for trading on Easter Sunday has passed its final reading following a personal vote in Parliament this afternoon. In launching the third reading of the Shop Trading Hours Amendment Bill, Workplace Relations Minister Michael Woodhouse said the bill would leave it up to local authorities to decide whether or not to allow trading on Easter Sunday.
Speaker, it's worth pointing out that when this bill is passed, not a single retail outlet that is presently prevented by law from opening on Easter Sunday will be able to do so in the future. Whether they will be able to in the future will depend on the choices their local communities will make. The bill provides that territorial authorities, in consultation with their communities, can determine whether to allow shop trading on Easter Sunday. The bill simply provides territorial authorities a yes or no to the opening of retail stores in an entire district or in parts of it.
Labour's Ian Lees-Galloway said Easter trading wasn't a matter for local government to decide.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister is fond of coming to this House and telling people to get some guts. And I have a message to the National Party about this legislation. Get some guts. The Minister is absolutely right when he says that this is a contentious issue. And I think the National Party should get some guts and deal with this contentious issue themselves rather than passing the buck on to our territorial authorities.
Mr. Lees-Galloway said instead it was an issue for Parliament to deal with.
This is a matter of industrial relations. We are the decision-making body that is responsible for industrial relations, not local government. And local government turned up at the select committee in droves and said to the government, make a decision about this. Some of them said that they were in favour of it. Some of them said that they were indifferent to it. But they all said, make this decision yourself. Do not pass this on to us. Do not pass this on to us because it will force us with costs and it forces councils to make a decision about a contentious issue, one that divides communities, that this national government does not have the guts to deal with itself.
Earlier in the day, Labour MP Sir William Seale sought to deliver a petition to the House on the matter of Easter trading.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave of the House to table a petition to protect Easter Sunday signed by members of the Pacific Sector community in Auckland, asking that we respectfully request that National Party MPs are given a free vote on the issue of Easter Sunday trading.
Order. There is a way of which petitions are presented to this Parliament, and on this occasion there have been no petitions for me to announce.
While that attempt failed, Mr. Seale's Labour colleague, Potter Williams, addressed the conscience issue later during the debate on the bill.
I feel distress for my Pacific brothers in the National Party because they are not able to vote according to their own conscience and their own choice. Now, they may deny that they are getting pressure from the Pacific community, but I know from what I have seen that they are getting pressure from the Pacific community. So I ask them, please examine the depth of your faith and not block vote with the National Party, but actually do what their conscience tells them, what their faith tells them, what their God tells them to do, and vote no.
Meanwhile, Labour's Carmel Cipollone also called on some of National's MPs to vote with their conscience.
So who are those MPs? We've got Bill English, who three times in the last 10 years has voted against similar bills. Jerry Brownlee, who two times in the last 10 years has voted against similar bills. Nick Smith, two times against. Chester Burrows, two times against. Chris Finlayson one time against, Alfred Ngaro against, Tim McIndoe against twice, and Sam Lutuwhenua against twice. And today, unfortunately, the National Government, even though they talk about choice, have taken the choice away from their MPs to exercise their conscience with respect to this issue, Mr. Speaker.
But National's Simon O'Connor said there was nothing untoward about the vote of his party's MPs.
Yeah, the National Party, all of us are casting a vote which is the same. And people are construing that quite wrong, that somehow that's whipped or forced. No, that's actually 59 members of Parliament who have made a similar decision.
The bill later passed by 62 votes to 59. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was made for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.